News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some of the opponents to last week's College Station School Board vote against grandfathering eighth graders as part of changing high school boundaries have launched an online campaign. The Fate for 58 Facebook page was created by some students and their parents who want their children to attend College Station High School, but are instead headed to Consolidated as a result of new boundaries. Since the board vote, the communications director in CSISD, Chuck Glenwinkle, says the superintendent and both high school principals have been fielding phone calls and emails from those with comments and questions about the board's vote on grandfathering, something that I visited with Chuck about earlier this afternoon. The context of the visit that we're having is that there are some students and some parents that are being rezoned from College Station High School to Consolidated who are currently in the eighth grade, and they want to be grandfathered, and they've had the opportunity, and some have taken the opportunity to voice their opinion and to send emails and so forth. And since the school board's vote on grandfathering, some of these people have formed a group to further ask the board to reconsider that vote. With that context and that series of events having taken place, what's the school district doing to try to reach out to those who are still wanting to have eighth graders grandfathered?
Sure, Bill. I think one of the main things that the school district has done, and it's been largely a response by the two high school principals, Gwen Elder over at A&M Consolidated High School and Tiffany Parkerson over at College Station High School, they've reached out to the families who have been impacted, the eighth grade families who have been impacted by the actions of the board this last week in the rezoning process. And those eighth graders, I'd like to remind you, do have a choice. The current eighth graders that are in those areas changed by the boundary adjustment process can attend the high school they're currently zoned to and will be zoned to next year as a freshman. In 2019-20, those students will then change to attend the high school that they're zoned to as a sophomore in 19-20 because these zones don't go into effect until the 19-20 school year. The other option that group of eighth graders has is that they have the opportunity to transfer in a year early, their freshman year, which would be next year, to the high school that they will attend as a sophomore because of the new boundaries taking effect during that year, the 19-20 year. So what the high school principals have done is they've reached out. We found the exact kids, the exact eighth grade students who are impacted by the boundary adjustment. They've reached out to them via email at this point, telling them to expect a phone call and informing them of a couple of events that they're going to have on each of their campuses here in the next couple of weeks. And school personnel from each high school will be contacting those families via telephone individually beginning next week. So those two events that the high schools are hosting on May 11th, they will actually send some school buses over to the middle schools and get any of the eighth graders who are impacted by the boundary adjustment, any of them that would like to. This isn't a deal where you have to go or are being made to go. It is completely up to the eighth grader and their family if they do, but they'll have the opportunity to go to the high school they'll be zoned to in 2019 and 2020 and look around and meet some people and talk to the folks who are leaders in the activities that they're interested in. And then on the 14th, they will both have open houses for the entire families to come in the evening and visit with those same people if they would like to do that. Again, it's an option. It's designed in a way to just give those families some information regarding each school so they can help make the decision which is best for their family.
And I'm looking at the CSISD website. There's a website page that addresses these grandfathering issues, and I'm also guessing that the door is still open for students and families to talk with administrators at the two high schools as well as those at the central office if they still have any continuing questions or concerns.
Yes, I know for a fact that Dr. Ely has spent a significant amount of time the last few days replying to emails and making phone calls to people who have reached out to him And so, yeah, that is exactly what they can do. Both high school principals' email addresses and phone numbers at their campus have were included in that email. Dr. Ely's email address is very readily available, and he responds to that, and he calls people back as well. So I think the school district is being really proactive in reaching back out to these families.
We've focused the discussion on the students who are directly impacted and the students' parents. I'm curious what sort of discussion or what sort of observations administrators have had from anyone else in the district. There's several thousand high school students, and that would include eighth graders, but there's so many more thousands of residents, and many of those residents no longer have students in school, and some may have young children who have not yet started school.
Certainly, and I mean, you know, with any big decision, there's the responses that you get run the gamut from, hey, you did a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, or hey, you guys did a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10 with this decision. So, of course, there's lots of different opinions around the community on the boundary adjustment, why it happened, the timing of it all. And, you know, change is hard. It really is hard. And I think that was evident. The vote was a difficult one. It was evident the other night. It was an emotional vote. And what happened. And that's where we are right now as a school district. And as a school district, we're moving forward. And we're making, you know, we're doing what we think is best for all 13,500 of the students in College Station ISD.
Anything else that needs to be communicated, whether it's to those who are being directly impacted or to the rest of the residents in the district?
I mean, I would think, you know, if you have questions regarding it, we do have a website. It's pretty comprehensive on CSISD.org. If you go to the news and announcements section, it's the very first link. It is the boundary adjustment webpage, and if you go there, there's links to all of the workshops, the public forum, videos are included, presentations are included, maps are included. There's a section there with frequently asked questions that we will be updating and adjusting as more things arise. So there's tons of information out there for folks in the community who would like to go out there, and if you're not fully caught up on the, you know, on the subject that we're talking about here, there's lots of information out there to be had.
Again, more information about the grandfathering and new high school boundaries online at CSISD.org. And if you want to take a look, again, the Fate for 58 Facebook page created by some students and their parents who want their children to attend College Station High School but are instead headed to Consolidated as a result of new boundaries. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.